50 some odd years after the death of Jesus, the Christians in Rome were in crisis. The Jews were persecuting their Christian believing neighbors, and the tension between the two groups was causing all this trouble and commotion within the city. Well, in AD 52, the Roman Emperor Claudius issued a decree to remove all the Jews from Rome. I mean, Claudius didn't care why there was trouble between the two groups or even who was right or who was wrong. He was just sick of it. He wanted them out of the city. Well, as the Jews and the Christian believing Jews were packing up and leaving Rome for other locations, a man named Aquila was one of them, and he packed up his life and said goodbye, and with his wife by his side, he headed for Corinth. And while we know that Aquila was a Jew, we do not know if his wife, Priscilla, was Jewish or Roman. But what we do know is that they were always together. Their names are always listed together in Scripture. Well, every young Jewish boy back then learned a trade, and Aquila's parents taught him the practical trade of tent making, because everybody needed a tent in which to live. The tents were made of this rough goat hair fabric, and it took great skill to cut and sew them properly. Well, one of the greatest joys that I've had in my life was I got to work with my wife in the same job for 25 years. Well, not every husband and wife can work together side by side. However, Aquila and Priscilla seemed to have this great relationship, and they experienced the joy of working together. Aquila probably taught his wife the tent-making skill, or she could have come from a tent-making family also. So they worked together in their own business. Well, when Priscilla and Aquila arrived in Corinth, they found a location in the marketplace to in a sense, set up their shop for their tent-making business. Well, at the same time, our God, in his perfect timing, had another Jewish tent maker arrive in town. The Apostle Paul recently returned from his travels in Athens to share the gospel. And when Paul arrived in a new city, he would walk around, probably through the marketplace, looking for opportunities to spread the gospel. He would also look for work to support him during his ministry. Well, of course, as Paul walked through the marketplace, he would have come to this tent-making shop of Aquila and Priscilla. Turn to Acts 18, we'll read verses 1 and 3. As we read about their first meeting. In Acts 18, verse 1, it says, "After this, Paul left Athens and went to Corinth. And there he met a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had ordered all the Jews to leave Rome. Paul went to see them, and because he was a tent maker as they were, he stayed and worked with them." I mean, think of them. The three of them must have almost become instant friends because of their background. Paul was soon working with them in their business, and he even lived with them while he stayed in Corinth. So if they had not known Christ before this, well, they certainly must have met him now, for no one could spend time in Paul's presence and not be infected by his contagious and enthusiastic love for his Savior. Well, those two who lived together and worked together and suffered exile together, I mean, came to know and love Jesus Christ together. And it made, in a sense, their marriage complete. Now, they were one in Christ, and his love made this good marriage probably even stronger and better. I mean, each day, Aquila and Priscilla learned more about Jesus and the kingdom of God, and they grew in God's word together. And we can assume that they accompanied Paul to the synagogue each Sabbath as he shared about Jesus and about the kingdom of God with the Jews and the Greeks. And he implored them to give their lives to Christ for their salvation. In Acts 18, verse 4, it says, every Sabbath he, Paul, reasoned in the synagogue, trying to persuade the Jews and the Greeks. And of course, not everyone accepted Paul's testimony. Some resisted and even cursed him. But undaunted, he stopped preaching at the synagogue, and he began to preach at the house of a man named Titus Justus, next door to Aquila and Priscilla. God blessed Paul's ministry. I mean, even the chief ruler of the synagogue at that time came to know Christ, and he became converted. Acts 18, verse 11. So Paul stayed in Corinth for a year and a half, teaching them the word of God. I mean, can you imagine a year and a half of an intense Bible study under the greatest biblical teacher in the early church? I mean, it must have been like having an advanced degree, a college degree in theology. I mean, I'm sure that after Paul's teaching, the three of them would sit around a fire or in their tent and talk about God's words. I mean, it must have been for hours. How could you not want to talk about that when you're with Paul? Well, Aquila and Priscilla grew in God's word. They ran their business making and repairing tents, and they maintained their home, providing hospitality to Paul. And by their actions, I mean, they must have found much time to deeply study and discuss God's word and about our Messiah, Jesus Christ. I mean, sharing their word together strengthened their love for each other and their spirit of togetherness. And we can see when Aquila and Priscilla met Paul, they grew in the grace and knowledge of God's word. And when Paul decided it was time to leave Corinth for Syria and then Ephesus, Priscilla and Aquila went with them. Let's look at the story. Acts 18, starting in verse 18. Paul stayed on in Corinth for some time. Then he left the brothers and sisters and sailed for Syria, accompanied by Priscilla and Aquila. He himself went to the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews. And when they asked him to spend more time with them, he declined. But as he left, he promised, I will come back if it is God's will. Then he set sail for Ephesus. And when he landed at Caesarea, he went up to Jerusalem and greeted the church. And then he went down to Antioch. I actually practiced that before, but I forgot it. At some point, Paul left Aquila and Priscilla when he headed back to his home church in Antioch. And again, God in his timing, here we see Aquila and Priscilla in Ephesus. Let's look at what happened to them in verse 24. Meanwhile, a Jew named Apollos, a native of Alexandria, came to Ephesus. He was a learned man and with a thorough knowledge of Scripture. He had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and he spoke with great fervor and taught about Jesus accurately, though he knew only the baptism of John. He began to speak boldly in the synagogue. So the couple went to hear Apollos speak. And while they were impressed by his passion and his love for God and his knowledge of the Old Testament scriptures and how incredibly strong he must have spoke, they noticed that his message was missing some key factors. I mean, for example, beyond the Old Testament, all Apollos knew was the message of John the Baptist. and looking forward to the coming Messiah. Verse 26 of Acts 18. And when Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they invited him to their home and explained to him the way of God more adequately. I mean, they patiently and with love shared Jesus' ministry on earth, including his sacrificial death and resurrection. I mean, they must have taught Apollos many New Testament documents. Aquila and Priscilla were serious students of the Word, and they too, like Paul, loved to share the good news of Jesus with others. Well, their teaching to Apollos became instrumental in leading thousands of others to Christ. Apollos became this passionate servant of God, who biblical scholars later place on the same level as Peter and Paul. You can see that, a reference to that, in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 12. When Paul was talking to him, and it says, what I mean is this, one of you says, I follow Paul, and another, I follow Apollos, and another, I follow Cephas or Peter, and still another, I follow Christ. So he was on the same level as these incredibly powerful teachers because Aquila and Priscilla took him in and taught him the Word of God. Now, not all of us are called to be preachers, but all of us can be serious students of the Holy Bible, God's Word. They shared that knowledge with Apollos. Aquila and Priscilla not only worked together and studied the Word together, they served the Lord together, and their marriage really must blossom. When Paul left Antioch on his third missionary journey, he traveled through Asia Minor and then returned to Ephesus, where he remained teaching the Word of God for about 3 years. And while there, he wrote his first letter to the Corinthians. And in 1 Corinthians 16, verse 19, he says, the churches in the province of Asia send you greetings. Aquila and Priscilla greet you warmly in the Lord, and so does the church that meets at their house. I mean, did you catch that? When they first arrived in Corinth, their home was not big enough to hold all who wanted to hear the gospel. So they met at the house of Titus Judas. Well, in Paul's letter here, he referenced that Priscilla and Aquila's home was now where the church met. I mean, God must have blessed them through their faithfulness and servanthood to him. They were using their resources for God's glory, and he was faithful to them. They would continue to use their home for church meetings and sharing the gospel, as we read in Paul's letter in Romans 16, verses 3 through 5. Again, Paul says, greet Priscilla and Aquila, my co-workers in Christ Jesus. They risked their lives for me. Not only I, but all the churches of the Gentiles are grateful to them. I mean, Scripture doesn't elaborate on how Priscilla and Aquila risked their lives, but we know that these two dear friends of Paul risked much in the service of the Lord. The home of Aquila and Priscilla was always open to people who wanted to learn more about the way, about Christ, and for Christians who wanted to grow in the Word. But before we wrap up with some questions to ponder and some facts about Priscilla and Aquila, we see that their story is not quite finished, because they're mentioned one more time in the New Testament. And that's in the last chapter of the last book that the Apostle Paul wrote. I mean, 16 years had gone by since Paul first met them at Corinth. And now he was in Rome, and he was a prisoner for the second time. His death at the hands of the Emperor Nero was rather imminent, and he was writing the last paragraph of his long and fruitful life. And look what he writes in 2 Timothy 4, verse 19. He says, "Greet Priscilla and Aquila in the households of Onesimus." I mean, despite his bleak circumstances, Paul is thinking of these two dear friends who were with him back in Ephesus, where Timothy was ministering. I mean, at the very end of his life, he was thinking about them. I mean, looking at this amazing couple, Priscilla and Aquila, we can see that their names always appear together in the six biblical references. They faced tough times as a couple. They were forced to leave Rome and to travel to Corinth. They worked side by side in the trade of tent making. They became dear and lifelong friends, as well as ministry partners with Paul. They traveled with Paul during certain missionary trips. They taught Apollos the full gospel, which led the way of thousands of lives being saved by grace. They studied God's word together along with Paul. They risked their lives for Paul, and Paul was extremely thankful for them and what they had done. And they also opened their home to be a church on many occasions. I mean, we do not know if they had children, because children aren't mentioned, but even if they did, I mean, the scriptural focus is their lives were centered on Christ. Their lives were centered on the way. I mean, this example of this couple shows us that serving together blesses a marriage. If you have that gift, take advantage of it. Talk with your spouse about Aquila and Priscilla's marriage and how they serve the Lord together. Pray and ask God to give you that kind of commitment to one another that is seen in this incredible marriage that they have. I mean, ask God to empower you to spend the remaining days as a faithful husband and wife team. I mean, committed to the advancement of God's kingdom, no matter what the cost. And even if you're not married, or if you're married and your mate is not in the church, I mean, their example shows us that we can support those who proclaim the gospel and plant churches. We can devote our time and energies to a local church. We can grow in knowledge of the Bible. We can discuss God's word with others, even correcting them if necessary. We can go where the Lord says to go, wherever he says to go. We can use our resources to advance the kingdom of God. And in the end, be willing to die for fellow believers if that is necessary. I mean, Aquila and Priscilla truly recognize their kingdom commission. They truly recognize their calling. And what a wonderful example for all of us thousands of years later.